We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
And 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And, of course, getting all over the impeachment. Votes coming down. Bring it to you as soon as it comes in. But let me tell you, Mitch McConnell's already. Senate's ready. They're waiting. But I have a feeling that we might not see that much of a vote in the Senate. Because Mitch McConnell, according to sources, plans to just acquit the president if impeachment were to go to the Senate. Republicans want to have a vote on acquittal, just to clear the president of all the charges against him. And not simply rely on that vote, you know, the procedural motion to dismiss. They want to acquit him. Interesting. Yeah. Mitch has been in there for a while, so I'm sure that he knows what he's doing. But what do you want to talk about today? 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jim this morning. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing fabulous. Staying out of the wind. What's up?
Hey, just to add to some of the conversation in the last hour about the U.S. culture and why it's worth protecting, you know, whether it's, you know, the Trump slogans or whatever, made me think there's, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there's a movie that came out about 10 years ago called Agenda. And it identifies that there is a strategic plan being implemented over the last multiple decades to undermine the U.S. culture. And then there's a lot of coincidence or people that get involved to some light degree that just help that along, but there's really a group of people that are strategically looking to control all things and have the government or have all the people in the country totally dependent on the government so that they can have that control in this top echelon. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but
I'm glad you called in with that because, no, I hadn't heard of Agenda, but I keep trying to express to people who say to me, why is this happening now? Why is this happening now? And I just have to keep saying it's not happening now. It's been happening for decades. You get the families in there. You know, why is Nancy Pelosi still in Congress? Because there is literally a cabal of people who are wanting to control this government. You have to ask yourself, if Bloomberg is a billionaire, if Soros is a billionaire, why are they literally just throwing all of their money when they could be doing other things? Why are they putting all of their money into political and community organizing functions? So we can become a one-world government and a certain group of people who shall be nameless can be in control. This is a generational thing. And no, I haven't seen that movie, and I got to go find that, see if we can find it on YouTube or something like that. Yep. That's why seeing the movie No Safe Spaces is so important. So, Jim, I mean, what are you doing to help go back the other direction? Do you make any suggestions for people that they can really wake up and see what's going on?
Well, I think that's a critical piece, is that people have to be aware that it's not a coincidence. And that movie spells it out pretty well. And I have a pastor friend, he put it a different way. He says, you know, biblically he believes that in the Bible, and it says that the Antichrist will come and will rule the world for 3 years. And he asks the question, do you really think an Antichrist can rule the world with a strong America? And the answer
That's
is
a great
no.
way to put it. Yeah.
Defeat America first. So if you're Bible-believing, that kind of just reinforces the fact that now they got to destroy America before they can take over the world.
Yeah, because we are the beacon. Look at Hong Kong and how all of those protesters are screaming, look at America, look at America. We need, you know, the Second Amendment rights, hold on to it. They're pleading not only for their freedom, but they're pleading for us to protect ours. And it's the same thing if you listen to activists in Europe, especially in England. It's like, do not let America fall. Do not let them become like us, because if America falls, there's no going back.
Yep, exactly. And that's why, you know, they're trying to get out of Brexit. They're doing the Brexit. And I think in Hong Kong, I think that, you know, who would have guessed 25 years ago that they could be in such turmoil? I mean, that was the beacon of international business. And the reality is, for decades before that, there's been this plan that's been gradually implemented and reinforced. And it's just, I encourage people to pick up Agenda. It's eye-opening.
Yeah. And it's not just the political leaders, because now everything is in our education system. That is why literally we have the dumbing down of America. Our kids, if you look at the ACT scores, cannot compete on the world stage where in Asia, you know, I hate to say, well, you know, yeah, Chinese kids, they know math. It's not a stereotype. It's because that's what they focus on. They focus on education and making sure that their kids at all costs are smarter than others. And for some reason in this country, all we're concerned about is treating everybody, whatever their lifestyle is, you know, as the same, and not worrying about lowering our standards so we can get graduation rates and get a diploma.
Well, it's interestingly, sad. You mentioned that one of the specific strategic plans were to get 4 years of the youth to control 4 years of their education, and with that, they could turn their minds to actually join the effort to destroy current American values.
Yeah, and we've already had that. We've already had that 4 years. We've had that 4 years in college. We've had that 4 years in high school, and we're in the elementary school now. So,
yep, exactly.
Exactly. Jim, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it and your insight. Agenda, find it. Look it up online. See if you can buy it on Amazon. And go see No Safe Spaces. It's a real eye-opener. One other way that proves that it is an eye-opener is the fact that not only is it a documentary, it's a well-made documentary. You can only see it at one place in Northern Nevada. You can see all these other movies with the liberal Hollywood agenda pretty much everywhere. But if you want to see No Safe Spaces, you have to go down to the Riverside, North Sierra Street in Reno, and check it out. And they've only got like 5 or 6 showtimes. So if you're in Yerington, if you're in Fallon, Fernley, Dayton, so glad that situation in Dayton turned out to be nothing yesterday. But if you want to see that movie, No Safe Spaces, you need to take the time to come in to Reno and see it. And it is playing through the weekend. So if you don't have any weekend plans already, I would say put that on your agenda. Because it is that important. Liberals and leftists out there are going to say that you're trying to scare people. You're trying to make people feel unsafe. You're trying to just be intolerant of these people. racist. That's not the case. The case is freedom. Would you like to have the freedom on a cold day to throw logs into a fireplace and warm your home? You don't have that freedom in some areas. Would you like your freedom to just get on your bicycle and go pedal around the neighborhood, not worrying if you're going to get pulled over because you don't have a helmet on or knee pads or elbow pads or chest pads? You don't have that freedom. They nip away at the little things in the sake of your safety and well-being. And we think, oh, that's so kind. Yes. My safety. Thanks for thinking about me. Okay, yeah, do whatever you want. Do, you know, ordinances are fine. We can always turn it around later. They're nipping away at your freedoms, and they have been for decades. It's the same thing with red flag laws. That's why it is so important to get the different court systems, the Supreme Court, and get people back to paying attention to what the Constitution says, not what during the impeachment, those well-respected constitutional lawyers, not what they interpret it as, interprets it to mean. People interpret the Bible differently as well. That's not what the Founding Fathers had in mind. Thank you to the people who go out and do all my research for me. Jules, you're the best. You can watch Agenda Grinding America Down, The End of the American Experiment on YouTube. So just go look it up there. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back after this quick break with whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910. Love to have your thoughts.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
You betcha. Monica J. Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada and educating all of Northern Nevada. And thank you so much for my last caller, Jim, giving me that name. Actually, Jim, I found two movies now. Yeah, they put it out in a twin pack, which you can get for $27.83 over on Amazon. Make sure you use Amazon Smile, and you can sign in, and Jeff Bezos will actually give like a shilling of a penny to your favorite charity, but at least it's something. So go on there, and 2010, Agenda, Grinding America Down, and then there's Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. So I'm going to go check that out. Now, if you're available to rent the movies, too, if you put them on your laptop and stuff, it's just $3.99 to rent. So there you go. Another great movie out right now, No Safe Spaces. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Ron. Ron, did you go see the movie?
Yes, I did. And I enjoyed it immensely. Took my wife to it. And I just wanted to say I apologize if I did not hear some of the programming today. I've been busy, so I just wanted to chime in on the movie itself. There was two things that I took from the movie. One was at the very end they summarize it basically saying to all of us conservatives to basically have a voice, to show courage and talk out on what you believe. That was the first thing that I took from the movie. The other thing I took from the movie is the liberal left continuously tells us through bumper stickers, flashpoints that they want to coexist and they tolerate, yet they're the ones that are doing everything to hush the other side, the conservative side, and the movie is just spot on. I would encourage all of your reader or listeners to go out and watch it. They'll get a lot from it.
Yeah, thank you for calling with the review, Ron, because that's the thing, that whole coexist thing. It's not possible, because you always will have evil and you always have people who want to control what you say and what you think. So, well, there's another movie for you. Check out Agenda. Have you seen that one? And I'm excited. I want to go see both of them. I haven't been able to, haven't had my time yet to be able to go out and see No Safe Spaces, but I'm excited about it because I know exactly what it is going to be telling us. And that's exactly what Ron says. Stand up for yourself. Don't back down on your values. They're going to start screaming in your faces because that's what liberals do, because they know they cannot win the argument. And I feel bad for those kids who are growing up thinking that they are doing the right thing, realizing they're not going to realize until well into their 30s and 40s that they really messed up. They're not going to enjoy the freedoms that we've enjoyed in the past. We're not even enjoying freedoms we've enjoyed in the past. So how are they going to see it? But they're not going to understand it because they don't know what the founding fathers had in mind for this country, the great experiment. Not to live under tyranny, not to live under the rule of someone else. We live under the rule of law. And they had the idea that we don't want lawyers, titles of nobility, involved in government. Why do you think, and you can look this up for yourself, why do you think a lawyer holds the title of Esquire? Esquire, total title of nobility. The founding fathers said, you know what? No, because they're going to get in here and they're going to rewrite this stuff and they're going to make it vague to where the American citizens, to where Americans have to sue to get their rights. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910. Derek wants to talk about liberals, and I'm all for that. Hi, Derek.
Hi. Well, that's not exactly correct. Okay, I want to name the liberals. They're not liberals, they're communists. And communism is from Jews, Judaism. It's the Jewish revolutionary spirit. They have control over our banking, our education, our information. We got to name the enemy. If we don't, you don't know who you're fighting unless you name who the enemy is.
I disagree with that, Derek, because the enemy, there's not a whole lot of Jewish Chinese. There's no, not a whole...
Well, there are. At the end of World War II, Jews went into China and helped Mao with the banks. So the Jews, they control the whole world banking system. And if you can control the money, you can control everything.
If you control money, you control the world. Look at the Carnegies. Correct. And why we have the Federal Reserve, which we should not have.
The Rothschilds, not Carnegie.
Rothschilds.
Kuhnloeb. It's all Jewish. There's a few non-Jews in there, but they're just useful idiots that are greedy that the Jews bought. It's biblical. Even Jesus said to the Jews, you know, you are of your father, the devil. They are satanic antichrist.
So everybody's.
We need to get rid of this Federal Reserve system, firstly.
And what else?
Well, and then allow no Jews to be in government of any sort or of any education. They've got to be restricted.
You realize that's anti-Semitic?
Oh yeah, they are not Semitic. I am Semitic. They are from the Khazar Kingdom in Eastern Europe. They're not Semitic at all.
I'm going to direct
they're
you
not
to...
From, they're
I'm
not
direct
from any
you
of
to,
the tribes of Israel.
I'm going to direct you to Sharon Oren, and you can have that discussion with him because, yeah.
Is he a Jew?
He's Jewish.
Okay, well, I have no... I don't want to talk to him. You can't, wouldn't be able to get the truth out of him. All they know is deception and lies and death.
All right. Derek, everybody is welcome to their opinion. Thank you for the call. 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about, it's on your mind. And unlike everybody else, you are allowed to have your opinion here. That's the way it works. It's called freedom of speech, free talk. How you feel is how you feel. It's not necessarily how I feel. It's not what I believe. It's what you take away from it as well. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox News.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's highly suggested. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, whatever you want to talk about today, and your opinions. What are your thoughts? 884-9910. Wow, you know, there, as I'm tripping through Amazon, everybody hates Jeff Bezos because he's a billionaire. But let me tell you, he's got a good product here. That's why he's a billionaire. If you use Amazon Smile, sign up. It doesn't cost you anything. A portion of what you purchase, the proceeds, actually goes to your favorite charity. And there are tons of charities on there for everything. There's even a Second Amendment to support your Second Amendment rights. But there's a lot of movies on here that you really should check out as well. One of the ones I found was Enemy Within. This is really interesting, and it's gotten great reviews. Enemies Within. Also, all of Dinesh D'Souza's movies are there. Obama's America, Clinton's America. Just all kinds of good stuff. Now that we're into Christmas, maybe that's an idea. Start getting some of these movies out there, along with Agenda. Let's check in with Julie this morning. Hi, Julie.
Hello, Monica J. This is Julie Roberts. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, gorgeous?
Okay, I got to tell you, you still have the most beautiful female voice in radio. Remember what I used to call
you?
I'd say, you're like chocolate silk. Amazing.
Okay. And I still have my fan, just so you know.
Oh, great. Hey, listen, I so appreciate you being so respectful to your callers, but since he's not my caller, that Derek guy was whack. I mean, what's up with that anti-Semitic jargon? Unbelievable. That's so far off. My husband's Jewish. And, I mean, that's the foundation of Christianity. That's like chapter one, and then we're chapter two. I'm a Christian. I'm sorry. I mean, those people were so brutalized, pared down to nothing, and still survived. It's, you know, come on. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about, and I don't know that I can speak as intelligently as I'd like. I've just been studying it recently. But are you aware of the... UN Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
That is why I get so upset, and I wish more people knew about that. When Ilhan Omar talks about the fact that she believes the UN should be in control of our border and the so-called border crisis. And we have the UN even here in Nevada and Northern Nevada. So yeah. They have put the UN throughout the United States, mm-hmm. and it's not good. And people don't realize it, Julie.
No, the whole climate change was introduced years ago. You know, my last job was working for Governor Givens, who was such a lovely human being and a true, mm-hmm. true fiscal conservative. And yeah. I also worked with, her name was Hatice Gachol, and she was his director of energy. Now, this woman has her doctorate in biochemistry, and she taught up at the university. And so I would ask her, now this is years ago, I think it was like 9 years ago now, I would ask her, what about this climate change? She said, it is so blown out. It's all about the money. They've got scientists that are kind of adjusting their reports because the more they talk about climate change, the more money they get for their grants. And the UN has introduced this whole climate change idea because they want people to be, first of all, afraid. And then they also want to guilt them into cooperating with it. It's a money grab. What they want, they want our land, they want our minerals, and they want our water. And they're doing it. It's a real thing.
And that's the thing, Julie, is it is also the 2030 agenda. So we are coming up on it. It is the big push because you can hear these climate scares going back for the last 50 years that the world is going to end in 10 years, in 10 years. They should have thought it out better and said, you know, we need a little bit more time here because now they're just hypocrites. You know, mm-hmm. even using a child, they figured, mm-hmm. well, nobody's listening to adults. We'll have to get this child in here. That's why Time Magazine is such a joke. Thunberg is just a tool that they are using to play on people's sympathies to think that, mm-hmm. why do you think that her crew from sailing over here flew back on a mm-hmm. private jet back to their country of origin? So, Julie, I got to let you go. I got calls backing up. Thank you so much, dear. We've got to get together. I miss you so much. We were just thinking about you all the time, actually. So let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Tyler this morning. Hi, Tyler. What's up with the your Jewish opinion?
Well, I am really proud of you for allowing that Nazi to have his say. I think that that's important in America for people to speak openly about what they think and any kind of views that they've developed over time. Mm-hmm. I think if we allow that, people can have their views and have them inspected in the bright light of public opinion. And in this case, I'm Jewish, and I was in the Episcopal Church for a while, but I found the Episcopal Church to be too liberal for me. So I went back to my original religion. And I think there's millions of Jewish people like me who serve their country honorably. I was captain of a Navy ship, and I often would discuss Judaism and the practices of the religion with people while I was on active duty. We enjoyed, you know, active debates about that sort of thing. And it's interesting to hear people's views. I encourage people that might think that there's some sort of grand Jewish conspiracy to remember an old saying in the Jewish community that says, if you have two Jews, you have three opinions, because we can't even agree with anything within our own community. So I think
sounds
that,
like a sounds like a Republican, too.
Well, what that fellow was talking about, I think, may apply to some what we call secular Jews. These people have no real religious basis. They were just born into the Jewish community. And it is true that the Communist Party was founded primarily by Jewish people. But again, I mentioned this previously when I called you before, there's a logical fallacy there. You can't say, well, because communists are Jews, therefore all Jews are communists. And that's just bad thinking and bad logic on some people's part. But I think I'm very proud of you for allowing that sort of discussion in the public domain, because that's the difference between us and Nazi Germany, is that we will openly mm-hmm. discuss this sort of thing and allow these views to be heard. And thanks so much. Take care now.
Thank you, Tyler. You too. That is the thing. you know, look at what goes on within the Muslim community, that there are radical Muslims and there are people who are just Muslims. There are radical Christians and people who are just Christians and who love God and believe in their faith. It goes to the individual person. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910. Check in with Kalib this morning. Hello, Kalib.
It's Caleb.
Oh, Caleb. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Caleb.
Okay, get ready to have your mind blown, Monica. And your
I have it blown every day.
Okay.
Hit it.
Okay, a lot of journalists, so-called journalists on both sides of the political spectrum, commentators, editors, like to throw around the word anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. And people that use the term anti-Semitism have to be really cautious, because you know who else are Semites? Arabs. And what are most Arabs? Most Arabs are Muslims. So when you speak against Muslims, you're anti-Semitic.
Mm.
Food for thought.
That is
and
food for,
I think,
for thought.
Also, I think, take you personally to task, instead of referring people to one of your advertisers on questions about religion, specifically Judaism, I think you should refer them to a rabbi instead. Thank you.
One of my advertisers. I didn't get that, but oh, Sharon doesn't advertise on this station, so he's not an advertiser. He's just somebody I know who has very strong, passionate views. So, yeah, I love speaking with rabbis. I love listening to priests and ministers, and I love the fact that especially the way they talk about, how to put this gently, who God is and where he fits in this world, as in earth. You know, you can get that, and the church is very open now and speaking about other life, life outside of this planet. And who and what Jesus and God may actually be. And there are religious scholars in the church, in the Catholic Church, in the Jewish faith, rabbis, who actually teach this. And it's just, it's incredible. It's really eye-opening. If you focus on one thing, if you focus on Judaism, if you focus on Islam, if you focus on Christianity, you're not doing yourself any favors. You're not understanding any of it if you don't look in to other things. You can have your beliefs. You can have your system. But again, I go back to the LGBTQ community. I go to any community out there, leftists, liberals, that you are the problem if you do not let others have theirs, have their beliefs. And I believe that's one of the things that the Founding Fathers were going for. That we are an open society where we can have this dialogue and we can be who we are and we can believe what we believe and we can say what we want to say and we can live our lives as individuals in the sake of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As long as you don't inflict your will on others. And that is exactly what the left is doing. Inflicting their will on us to bend us to theirs. We'll be back after this with more of your calls. Hopefully, Dave, you stay on the line through the break, 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local, whatever. That's not just a word. Whatever you want to talk about. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, indeed. For a few minutes. It's the Monica J. Show, 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Always got a second ear on Fox News, what's going on in the what's going on in Congress. So if a vote comes down, we will let you know about it and what's going to happen. But it's also about live and local. And I thank Tyler for calling in and thanking me for letting people speak. And that's what it is. But you always have to remember it's respectful speak. I was taught by my grandparents that you don't talk about religion and politics in public. And something changed in my mind along the way, because I think you should be able to talk about it if you talk about it respectfully. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Monica. How are you today?
I am doing great, and I hope you are as well.
I am, and I've been listening to a lot of this conversation, but, you know, we have to stop, and we have to take in some facts and backgrounds and history in order to come up with some maybe change conclusions to what we think. Well, one, the Bible is considered a historical document. So let's take the religious part out of it, and let's just look at a book that has, in fact, is so proven to be a historical document that it's in the Smithsonian listed as a truthful historical document. Mm-hmm. So saying that, we're going to go back to World War II with Hitler. Problem back then was Hitler was claiming to do everything he did in the name of Christianity. And so the Jewish people, of course, with the outcome of all of that, a lot of the older Jews, especially the ones that came out, and I know a couple of them that have since passed, but they were adamant. I mean, they hated Christians because, as they heard Christians, it meant all of them were as same as Hitler and what they did to him. So there's been many years of changing that relationship, restoring that, taking a long time. John Hagee, you probably may have heard of him, mm-hmm. and he started CUFI, which is Christians United for Israel, which has been a major change to the relationship between Christians in the U.S. and Israel. Now, say that the historical point there, I want to step out to what is going on today. And I talk about historical facts. What is happening today is prophecy or foretelling of what is right in the Bible of with what's going on with when Trump changed the embassy to Jerusalem. Now
Something that all these other presidents have said that they were going to do, but never did.
Well, they lied, but so Israel now has taken and moved and chosen Jerusalem to be their capital. Well, if you look under historical documents it's using the Bible as historical documents, it's what's happened now, what's happened in the past, what's happening now. But also, if it's that things are truthful, we can also look, what is it saying about what's going to happen? Well, Jerusalem is the place where the temple was built and destroyed. And the temple is going to be rebuilt when the second, in alignment with the second coming of Christ. Mm-hmm. So don't think that the Muslims don't know that. They do know it. And that's why they're fighting so desperately now against Trump's choice to do that, plus Israel's choice now to do that. And they're going to fight against that. Now, we talk about religions and stuff. I don't, you know, I don't argue. I don't discuss with, I would if they want to, but I don't discuss with Protestants and Catholics and, you know, the all Presbyterian and Lutherans and so on. That's not what they're all based on the Bible. on pretty much the same Bible, except for translation. Here's the problem. We want to create equalness to a religion such as the Muslims. When you look at their book, the Quran, if you read in it and read the information in there, the bottom line is, whether they're radical or not radical, they're still choosing to follow a book that tells them, per se, what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And in there,
Dave,
if you're
Dave,
an infidel...
I got to let you go. I'm coming up on a hard break here. The show is over. If we want to continue this conversation tomorrow, just keep in mind the world and humanity was going thousands of years before the Bible was ever written. Love you. That's what I've got in my heart for you. 92.3 and 99.1 FM.